Next Monday marks 10 years since the Gulf oil spill. Over the past 4 months, the APR News team has been following up on issues related to this disaster. That effort includes veteran print reporters along the Alabama Gulf Coast that APR recruited and trained to do radio stories from Mobile and Baldwin counties. The 2010 spill is blamed for doing ongoing damage to the environment, but as APR Gulf Coast reporter Lynn Oldshue explains, residents are still reporting physical harm to themselves 10 years after the spill.
This is actually where I got sprayed.
Lori Basarge lives in the Gulf Coast town of Codan.
So I got out of my truck, and I'm taking pictures standing right by my truck. And these guys actually were hosing off this thing here.
She's referring to chemical dispersants used back in 2010 during the cleanup effort to remove oil from the BP spill.
But about 2 hours later, everywhere my skin was exposed, all of the pores were on my arms and my face and all just swelled up, and I was just red all over.
Basarge lives in her husband's childhood home in Codan. It's a little fishing village on Portersville Bay, next to Bayou La Batterie. Back in 2010, she spent her days watching the sunrise and taking photographs. That ended after the oil spill. Low-flying planes and helicopters buzzed over their house, spraying chemicals on the oil to make it disappear. It was soon after that she says she started feeling sick.
But I smelled like rotting. It was a terrible smell. But I asked my husband how. I was like, I don't know how you stand to be in there. And he told me this was months later, might have been a year later. He said every time I'd walk out of that room, I'd break out crying. He said I didn't know if you were ever going to come home.
Basarge is now in a lawsuit against BP for her medical bills. The problem for her and other people with these symptoms, the science isn't there.
Right now, there haven't been any documented cases of human health impacts associated with dispersant exposure.
Dr. Missy Patika is an assistant professor of extension with the Mississippi-Alabama Sea Grant Consortium
and a member of the Oil Spill Science Outreach Team. While their research provides little information about the health problems from the oil spill, they did find a large mental health impact associated with the use of dispersants.
A lot of that comes from a lack of transparency on the response side and from the government, and insecurity about what the chemical components were, because there was this, air of secrecy. And because there wasn't full disclosure and there wasn't great communication, and folks knew these things were being used and they felt like they were being lied to, that has led to a lot of anxiety in our communities.
Still, there are those ready to take Basarge's side.
At that time, the world was led to believe then and since then that the cleanup was a success, that the dispersants were harmless and life was back to normal.
That's environmental activist Leslie Pacey.
That simply is not the reality for many people along the Gulf Coast. What we have here is a population of people who were healthy prior to the oil spill, but a decade later are suffering from serious health problems, cancers, neurological ailments, and other chronic health issues.
Pacey became an environmental activist after her daughter was diagnosed with cancer in 2004. It was part of a leukemia cluster in Fairhope. Pacey works for a law firm helping victims of the oil spill. She's not alone on this side of the cause.
I witnessed chemical burns on people after they had handled or had been sprayed with dispersants.
Dr. Ricky Ott is a marine toxicologist. She's a former commercial fisherwoman in Alaska who saw the impact of the Exxon Valdez oil spill in 1989.
So when I was in the Gulf during this first year, I began to witness skin rashes on people who sat or walked on beaches that looked clean, but they weren't, because the sand grains had a coating of oil contaminants. The 2012 Dispersant Initiative report concluded that there was an acceptable level of human health risk as a trade-off for using dispersants.
It has been 10 years since the BP oil spill began. BP committed $500 million to fund a 10-year environmental research program about the oil spill. However, the human health effects received little attention. Back at Lori Basarge's house, she says she's going to keep fighting. She says she has to.
It's not like Louisiana, where they have these coalitions and these people come together and they have meetings and they say, this is what we're going to do to protect our area. That doesn't happen here. And that's why Bayou La Batterie and Codan are so neglected. because the people are so, they just mind their own business. So this is why I still do this, because this area is still not healthy.
Lynn Oldshue, APR News in Bayou LaBattery.